Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Welcome to the show.
Today is a very special day.
Today is National Pet Day.
It's celebrated every year on April 11th.
Say, what type of pet do you have?
It's a dog.
My pet iguana.
Pet tarantula.
Snake for a pet.
He's my pet snail.
A squirrel.
This is our pet.
A family pet.
Eagly is your pet eagle.
Today is National Pet Day.
Showtime. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 2318, Monday morning at about 6:07. Carla, on National Pet Day today.
How is it? I don't care about your pet. It's Monday. How is it Monday again? Why? We just had one.
Keeps coming around, doesn't it?
I know it does. And yes, National Pet Day.
So, Morty, do you and
stats.
Squish have some big plans today?
Well, he doesn't know.
Oh, no.
Yeah, don't say anything.
The radio's
listening.
On right now.
Don't don't want to blow anything or spoil anything.
God, yes. I'll go get him some French fries from McDonald's.
Oh, look at you.
Got the pet tree up. It's all decorated. Jeez.
On Pet Day's Eve.
Yes,
you know,
that's
right. You can't open one gift.
No, that's right. Hey, quit chewing on that.
All right. For those people who have pets, celebrate today. I guess today's your day.
Yeah.
First winner in the 10K payday contest, Tracy Daniloff, got the call. She was stoked when she found out she won $500 from the Beasley Banker.
Woo! All right. This is so awesome. So awesome. I can't believe it.
So what are you going to do with the cash again?
Use it for gas for when we go camping.
Yeah, you're going camping. We're going to use it for gas.
Yeah. You got like you're driving an RV or something like
big
that.
Big Winnebago.
Yeah. Better load that thing up with gas.
Fill it up. $500 please.
Yeah, right on.
So she is qualified for the $10,000 grand prize, as well as everybody who entered through the free app or on our website at 963KKLZ.com. Don't forget, every correct and on-time entry qualified, whether you win the five bills or not, your next chance to win less than an hour, 7 o'clock, coming up here a little bit later on next hour. All right, high wind warning today, tomorrow.
Yeah, fine. Mm-hmm. Good Lord.
High today, low 80s. Tomorrow, low 60s.
Why? I ask you why.
For the same reason, it's Monday again.
Yes,
so
I
guess. We got 53 now.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Listen, let me get you healthy a little bit. A list of life hacks that can become part of your daily routine include just simple little things, they say, like you know, chores during breaks while working from home. A lot of people working from home do a chore here and there. Get those out of the way. Don't put things down. Like when you put, you got something, I'll just put this here. No, put it away. Putting a notepad on the fridge, people say, is a lifesaver. When you think of something you need, you write it down.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, starting your day, we talk about this a lot in various ways. Starting your day with a full glass of water. They say that's one of the best things you can do for your body. Get up, drink a full glass of water.
Wow.
Very good for you. Yeah, I do that. As a matter of fact, I don't know what it does. Feels good, that's for sure. It is indeed National Pet Day. And let me tell you this. Somebody mentioned you heard tarantulas in there. Well, they're up there. Dogs are number one, of course, most popular pet in the United States. Cats, close second. Then fish, birds, hamsters. You also have your horses, snakes, things like that. Tarantulas got 1% of the vote. So people always say they make great pets. They're wonderful pets. Really? Okay.
What can you do with them? I don't know.
I mean, they walk on their own. I guess they don't need to be leashed. I don't know if they come come on back.
Or fetch anything.
I
just remember Gary Waddell, the former news guy over at Channel 8 who passed away, sadly.
Yeah.
He had a pet tarantula at the studio at Channel 8.
Lovely. Lovely. That's why I worked at Channel 3.
You didn't want to deal with that.
No. And this is so cool. There's a Reddit thread that really gained popularity this weekend. It's about things that we women tend to be very insecure about, because we think that you guys care. And most guys are saying, yeah, we don't care, though. You worry about it. We don't. Like freckles.
Mm-hmm.
We think, oh, God, I got them. I got cellulite. I got gray hairs. Guys don't matter.
No.
Guys even said, we don't care about your boob size. You know, we don't. Like, guys, you think we care about that? We don't.
You don't?
Just, no. No.
Wow, I wish I would have known that earlier.
No.
Or
if you
sooner.
Know how to use it or anything else, we don't care. We do not
care. That's a good
care.
Point.
So, yes, exactly. That's all you need to know. It is Monday. Just a few things you do need to know.
National Pet Day today.
Yes, it is.
So, listen to this story. Margaret, go ahead. Tell your story about your pet.
You know what? This isn't me. This is my mother, bless her heart. But she, I've told this story to my children and my grandchildren. Her and her sisters, when they were little, they had a chicken. And when it was born, this is back in the 1920s, it never grew feathers, so their mother let them keep it as a pet, and they called it Nake, for naked, you know, Nake the chicken. They treated this chicken, and they played with it like a doll. They would wrap it up, they would carry it around, and they were having company come one time, and the mother, they kept it in the house, you know, because it was cold in Missouri, and it would freeze to death without feathers, but they were having company come. They were cleaning the house, their mother made it, put it outside, and they forgot to bring it back in, and it froze to death. But that was their toy, that was their doll, was this naked chicken. So anyway, I've just always told that story to all my kids and grandkids, and they always get a kick out of it.
All right, have a good day.
Thank you, you too.
On National
wow,
Pet Day today.
That's, okay, that's a, you know what? You spared a chicken, so there you go. Wow,
a
okay.
Naked chicken was our pet growing
all
up,
right.
And we left it outside too long, and it froze to death.
Oh, God. Lord.
Take care of your pets.
Wrap it in a blanket. I don't know why it didn't make it.
Or
jeez.
In a barn or you something.
You live in misery. Jeez.
Here's, oh, here's what we want. How do you talk to your pets? Oh, you ever notice
oh, yeah.
that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The littler the pet, the higher the voice,
generally,
it seems.
Yeah, generally. Yeah.
So how do you talk to your pet? Give us a sample of how you talk to your pet. Big National Pet Day. National Pet Day today. How do you talk to your pet, Gail?
I have my baby puppy, Dachshund, and she didn't get very big. Like, I think she was a miniature Dachshund, and she was given to me on Mother's Day, and I love her.
I love
Dachshund.
So,
I love her. In the little annoying, oh, come see mommy, come see mommy.
Oh, okay.
Last night I got mad at her, and I told her that she was in a timeout to not come near me, that mommy was very, very mad. I said, Zoe, you are in a timeout. Mommy is very, very upset with you. Don't come near me right now. You go sit on the other couch by yourself.
Okay.
And think about what you've done, Zoe.
All right.
Think about what you have done.
You know, the cute voice is cute, like, for the first time.
I know. I like it. People do with babies. Got news. And dogs give you more pleasure than babies.
I don't know about that. Morty, what about you? How do you talk to Squish?
Like a human.
Oh. You don't have your...
he'll do something, and he'll look at me, and I'm like, bro... What is that? What does that accomplish? Why did you do that? And he just looks at me, and I'm like, whatever.
You don't have a cute little squishy voice?
No.
My mom used to say, why don't you write them a letter? Because they'll understand it as much. No, they understand, Mom. You don't know.
Pete, what about you?
I talk to every animal I see, whether bird or dog, I'll be like, here, boy, hey, how you doing? Oh, what's wrong, big fella? You upset today? And I just talk to animals like they can actually talk back to me.
Yeah.
Hey, big boy, what you doing? How you doing today? I miss you, buddy.
Okay.
You have a good day now. Oh, no bark. Are you fine? I won't hurt you.
Who is this, Dr. Doolittle?
I love it. Good for you.
Oh, my gosh. Now, we told people don't text him because we wanted to hear how you talked, but people are texting in their pictures.
Well, they're sending pictures, and actually you can go to... Oh, wait a minute. Somebody did wrote, Becky said, I say goodbye to my cats in the morning when I leave for work and tell them to be good, and then I'll be right back. By the way, that's what we do with all of our pets. I'm going to be right back. We tell them that like they know, like they have any concept of time at all. because they just think we're leaving and never coming back. And then I think when we get back, they're like, oh, did you leave? You left. Okay.
So they'll behave even better.
Yes.
And won't disturb anything.
Be good. I'm going to be right back. Okay.
Oh, that's too funny.
I said that yesterday.
Well, depending on what kind of animal you have or what kind of pet you have, it is celebrate today, National Pet Day. Our good friend Chrissy's on the phone.
I have a mixed poodle, and I'm like, Lordy, man, these are not children. You just talk to your dog like you would normally talk to an adult.
Yep.
Yeah.
They'll understand, because when I tell my dog, okay, I'm leaving, I'm back, I'll be back, she tilts her head and says, okay. She just tilts her head. Like, and, okay, you're going to come back?
And yeah, she knows.
Back. She does. But I have an indoor dog, so my dog doesn't go outside. She has a little potty thing, but she doesn't like the creeping of a box. So she takes off. She doesn't like that creeping of a box when you go to open the dog food. Doesn't like that creaking sound. Or when you get a package in the mail, she'll take off. But when I take her to, like, Petco, they'll be like, they look at me and they go, oh, tell Coco we said hello. Like, they're going to talk back to you.
That's their Macy's.
That's their Nordstrom's rack.
Yeah, that's their Nordstrom right there, man.
You know what? I'm like, okay. I'm like, okay, I'll tell her. And I'm going, you're nuts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Our friend Buffy's on the phone. What's up?
Two things. Backstreet Boys was totally fun. It was way better than I anticipated. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, I found myself blending in with the sea of 40-plus Caucasian women acting like we were 15. It was great.
Good.
It was great. And my friend, I have someone that went with me, and he said, really, Buffy? I was like, I can't help it. And then by the end of the show, he was singing every tune, too, because he used to be in a boy band. So we had a blast.
See, I think that's the answer to everybody getting along.
Boy bands. Oh, please. So if your only complaint this weekend was BTS was in town, that'd be a better world.
God. I know. Yeah. It was so good, and I'm just impressed. The vocals were off the chart. You guys are into music. You would have really appreciated it. They sounded great as soon as they stopped dancing while they were singing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, our age was showing. And they were doing the choreography. I mean, they didn't miss a beat. They were moving. But they did an acapella section when they were not moving. Blew the roof off. I was so impressed.
I saw them a couple of years ago when they came back the first time, and they sound great. Mm-hmm. They can sing.
They really do. But I'm calling about the pets, and I felt a little douchebaggy because I said, I don't baby talk my pets.
No.
Even the cat. Like, if he has a cat and his name is Jack Sheldon, when he's in trouble, I'll say, Jack Sheldon, go to your room. Because the office is his room. I said, go to your room. And he looks like, I don't want to go to my room. And I said, go to your room. And if I pick up the water bottle, he tears out of there. And he hides. He not only goes in the room.
Well, yeah, because you got a water bottle.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah.
I'm like, go to your room. But that was the early days. Now he just gets it. I can say, Jack, get. And he'll go to his room.
You may not talk in a different voice, but I like that just like with kids, it's the first and last name when they're in trouble.
On the hard floor.
That is funny, because what parents do to their kids.
Yes, exactly.
Buffy, have a great day.
Thank you, dear. Appreciate you.
What would you do in a situation like this? Go ahead, Carla. Tell the story.
I'm so worried. You know, a mutual friend of me and one of my friends, her daughter took a new job, and they're paying her moving expenses or giving her, you know, a stipend. It was supposed to be $5,000to move. And, you know, from one state to another, quite a move. Fine. And they did it. And they sent her check. And it was for $6,000. And, you know, and we said, are you going to tell them, right? What? No, I'm not going to tell him. Well, you should tell him. It's a new job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a brand new job. Oh, you guys are too nice. Well, it's not that. It's a new job, and they either made a mistake, or maybe they decided something different.
So it was supposed to be, they told her $5,000.
Yes.
So she goes, good, I like it. And then they send her the check. She opens the envelope, and it's for $6,000.
Correct. Yes. Okay. Yes. And we said, you know, you probably should say something. Because it's a new job that you're starting.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously a reflection. And they might, you know what? They might have actually thought, oh, we'll send more. Seems like they might have said something if that were the case. But
we're also
didn't.
Paranoid.
I know we are. We all right. are. Is what it you, a test?
It's maybe a new it's job. A test.
You know, you never know.
All right, what do you do? 702-739-9636. Do you fess up and go, hey, listen, I just want to make sure we agreed on $5,000.
Right.
I got to check for $6,000. Is that good?
Yeah.
Or do I need to send it back?
Or you guys sent me a check for $6,000. Thank you so much.
All right.
I'll either say you're welcome or, oh, whoa, no, they're $5,000. Hold on. No.
All right, so what would you do in a case like that? Would you send it back, call, and be honest, or just go, you know what, they sent me $6,000.
Yeah.
Their money, so I'm going to use it.
Oh, I don't know.
Carla has a friend whose daughter took a job. They gave her moving expenses. Listen, we'll agree on $5,000. That should be more than enough. She goes, fine, that's good. I'm great with that. Gets a check in the mail. It's $6,000 now. Jackie Vegas, what do? Do you call the company and say, hey, put in an extra $1,000?
You goofed.
Or do you just keep silent, take the money, and move?
You know what? God love you, Carla, and the mutual friend and stuff. It's the woman's job. Let her make the call. And here's the thing. Everybody, we're looking at the $6,000 like, all right, this is for the moving expenses, the stipend and stuff. There could be an additional. And you know what? The company knows what they sent her. The company already knows.
Well, that's the question, Jackie.
Yeah.
We know it's up to her. What would you do? What would you do?
And
though?
What would you do as?
What I would do is the same thing that everybody else would do is that, hey, you guys said you were sending me $5,000. I got $6,000. I would say something, but it's her job. She's making the call.
But I don't think everybody would do that.
No, I don't think everybody would do that at all. And everybody seems to agree with that. This is a good point. Edgar said we can always, you know, justify things in our favor. She agreed to $5,000. What if she got $4,000? Would she say something then?
Mm-hmm.
I think she definitely should mention the error and save her character. Now, a couple people have said it's a trap. They're setting her up. They're checking her moral fiber. Steve said that. Call your new employer. Inform them of the, you know, the mistake that was made. It's a test to see if she is of high moral fiber. And it could very well be.
Yeah, but I think if it were a test, they would have sent her like $15,000 or something.
I don't know. That's blatant, though. I think people would have said something if that were the case. But
I do, too.
You know, $1,000 over. A couple people said, well, because that's taxed money. So they probably went over, you know, to cover that.
Oh.
No, I don't think so. They probably would have said that. Listen, here, we're going to go over a little bit.
Yeah.
Adrian said, of course you tell people about the extra $1,000 and you say thank you, but I think you made a mistake, you know? That's all. So, because they may indeed, like I said earlier, say, oh, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. But, boy, this has, like, test written all over it.
And there's a caveat. You had mentioned off the air that if she doesn't have if they fire her or let her go or whatever, within 2 years, she has to pay it back.
Right. So you're gonna be paying extra back.
No, we agreed on $5,000, I think, is what I have to pay back.
Exactly. Everybody has said, let me see here. Sorry, bouncing around. I'd approach it innocently and honestly and say, wow, thank you so much for the $6,000. The extra money is very much going to help me, you know, in my moving.
All right. People still texting in and calling in. So what would you do?
Yeah, what would you do?
All right, we understand it's up to her, but what would you do?
Right.
We'll take a break and be back. So you're moving for a new job. They give you moving expenses. You agree on $5,000.
Right.
And you're fine with that, but when you get the moving check, it's for $6,000. So do you say anything? Could it be a mistake? A lot of people thinking it's a trap. Rick's on the phone. Go ahead, Rick.
You said this is a new job, correct?
It is, indeed.
So, yeah, I would definitely say it's like the famous line from Star Wars, it's a trap. I would definitely call and say, hey, just FYI, because you never know. So I would definitely call and say, hey, you made a mistake.
All right, Rick, thanks a lot.
Thanks for
the call. You guys have a great day. A
couple of more people texting in at 702-739-9636.
Yeah. Now we're getting down to the meat here. Karen said she should call them, see if it was a mistake or if they gave her extra. Good character should be most important when it comes to how we see ourselves. Well, it should be, Karen. We can show the world any face we choose, but every day we see reality right there in the mirror. Oh, don't you know it? Oh, yes, we do. Now Pat said, could be a scam. Make sure the check's good before you deposit
it.
It's good. It's good. $1,000 over. It's good. So, yeah.
All right. We have Chris on the phone. Chris works at a bank. Chris, what's up?
Because I came in at a part. Is the situation where someone gets overpaid?
It was somebody who's taken a job. Moving expenses were supposed to be $5,000. They sent her the check. It was for $6,000.
Oh, I would definitely give back the overpay.
Especially somebody who works in a bank and has to balance.
Definitely.
Yeah.
We need to make sure everything balanced.
Here's what I would actually do. I would spend the $5,000 on moving. Keep the $1,000 like handy. And then after I move and everything, then say, oh, by the way.
Right.
I don't know if
you keep all your receipts
and say, I don't know if you realize, but you sent me $6,000. So if they say, yeah, that was a mistake. Can you send us the I have it?
Right.
If they say, oh, all right. Well, you know what? No big deal. Use it for what you need.
Right.
You know, then I still have the money. No harm, no foul.
Right.
All right, Chris.
My conscience could do that.
There you go.
Yes, right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Wanted to mention that Jimmy Buffett announced another show in October. So they've added a show October 15th. And you will have a chance to win those tickets with Wendy Rush a little bit later on this afternoon at about 12:40. So make sure you're listening for that, you parrot heads. High wind warnings today. It looks nice out there. This is the calm before the storm.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
High wind warnings today. Tomorrow, highs today, low 80s, low 60s tomorrow.
Stop it.
Goes one way and it goes back the other. So they say if you have patio furniture next door, hopefully you'll have it today.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll just blow over. So.
Oh, I can't wait to see the trampolines on the freeway. Jeez.
I don't know when your garbage day is, but you might want to skip today or tomorrow.
Yeah, mine's tomorrow.
All right, 53 now. Let's get Carla's take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, they're engaged again. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez.
Aww.
They are engaged again 20 years later. Engaged again. By the way, in a recent interview, Jennifer Lopez said when she... Yes, this is all it takes. She said when she gets out of the shower each day, the first thing she does is read a daily affirmation card.
So, what?
Yes. Yeah, something positive. She has different cards. If I were her, the only affirmation I need is looking at my body in the mirror.
Right.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, yeah, that's good, honey. Right there. Yeah, you want some of this? I do. Yeah.
I feel pretty good this morning.
Yeah, there's my affirmation. You need you need a box of cards, J-Lo? Stop it. Will Smith banned from attending the Oscars for 10 years. Now, he can still be nominated and win the awards, but he can't go. So he's banned.
Is that a big deal? I mean, if you were banned.
I mean, especially if you may be up for one, you'd certainly want to be there, but, you know. Yeah. That's how that goes. Be worse if they decided to re-release Wild Wild West. But that's, I'm sorry. That was not a good one. Well, yeah.
Slap you.
Ow. Last night's episode of The Simpsons. This is really pretty amazing. It featured a deaf character voiced by a deaf actor. And the characters used sign language, which, if you know The Simpsons, they only have four fingers. So it's kind of hard to do sign language with only four fingers.
I never thought about that.
Yes, yes, but they did pull it off. It's kind of cool to see this, actually. Mm-hmm. According to new data, listen to this from Nielsen, there are now 817,000 different TV programs you can choose on streaming and traditional platforms. Morty, I think you've gotten through about half of them.
Yeah.
up from 2 years ago, it was about 646,000. So
that's crazy.
It's crazy.
I mean, and comparatively, think about it. How many do you actually watch? Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
That number's really low compared to how many are offered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. Wow. Now, keep in mind, 817,000? That's on all streaming. So, like, after all your Law and Orders, there's about 100,000, probably. You just stop there.
Take them out of the mix, and the number goes way down.
Okay, then, yeah. Sonic the Hedgehog 2 won the box office $71 million for their opening weekend. Unlimited Love, the new album by Red Hot Chili Peppers, debuted at number one on the Billboard 200. That is very cool for rock music. That's really, really cool. And very sad news this weekend. If you did not know, Morty, I know this is your team, Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Dwayne Haskins. So sad. Hit and killed by a dump truck Saturday morning. He got out of his car. He tried to cross the highway on foot near Fort Lauderdale. He got out of the car because people think he may have run out of gas, and he was trying to get somewhere so he could. It's so sad, and we're certainly thinking about the whole organization. That is my take. Summer's coming. Do trust Legacy AC. Local, reliable, legacyac.com.
Something else I want to make note of. Julian Lennon, who had said long time ago he would never publicly sing his dad's iconic song, Imagine, but he finally broke that promise for Ukraine. And this is, he did it like almost like an acoustic thing with the guy from Extreme.
Yes.
So here's a sample of that.
Imagine all the people sharing.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it does sound good. I was honestly never a huge fan of that song. However, when it's used appropriately,
right,
I love it.
I get it.
On Idol and those shows, it's like everyone sang the song. And it just, no, it has to be done at the appropriate times. And that certainly is, you know, it certainly is.
So as a voice for Ukraine, that's why Julian did it with the guy from Extreme. And it sounds good.
That's
so
cool. Yes, it does.
He said he would never do it. But you know what? There's good reason. So
sure.
All right. Tickets for the Gin Blossoms.
Yeah.
Coming back to Vegas. We love it. We got those tickets to give away. Do that in about, I don't know, 8-9 minutes from now. All this week, you have a chance to celebrate 30th anniversary Gin Blossoms, their new miserable experience live, celebrating 30 miserable years. You're going to be at Green Valley Ranch at the end of this month. So you win tickets and you qualify for the meet and greet experience.
So cool.
So this morning, your first chance to win, it's all about booze.
Yes, it is. Name the cocktail this morning.
That's what we're playing this morning. The new game everybody's talking about. Name the cocktail.
Yep.
We'll tell you how to play once we get you on the phone. We're looking for caller number 9, starting at 702-739-9636. Tickets for the Gin Blossoms. Good luck. Carla, we have Joe on the phone. We've already explained the game, how to play it, name the cocktail. And yep. Again, Joe, 2 out of 3, and you're a big winner. Here's number one.
Rum, lime juice, sugar, soda, and muddled mint.
Oh, I can't think of the name. Joe? I know exactly what it is. Mojito.
There you go.
Wow. Number two.
Vodka, gin, rum, tequila, triple sec, splash of Coke.
Long Island Ice.
There you go.
All right, give her the bonus.
I'm going to give it to you. This should be easy, Joe. Tequila, triple sec, lime juice, a little salt on the rim. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Good job. Joe's a drinker. I like it.
I'll be honest with you.
Morning Facebook friend.
There we go.
Joe, as much as I drink, I couldn't help you. I didn't know. I just know Bacardi Diet Pepsi. That's it.
Oh, yeah. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, that's too bad, isn't it?
You're loyal. It's okay.
Okay. You got the tickets. Gin Blossoms, Green Valley Ranch, end of April, plus qualify for the meet and greet experience. For everybody else listening, a second chance to win tickets on our contest page at 96.3kklz.com. Joe, hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Show. It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, on National Pet Day today, Carla.
Yes.
Woman in Florida got arrested for domestic battery. Mm. Domestic battery after allegedly using her cat as a weapon.
Oh, well, cat could have done it himself, probably. Oh, no.
She shoved the cat into her girlfriend's face. And it went into attack mode. Well, that's like a real cat fight.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is. Ow, my hair.
Police, after watching for about 5 minutes, broke it up.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. Yeah, exactly. it's a real cat?
All right. we'll wait till it's done.
The woman was arrested, but everybody's going to be okay, especially the cat. So.
Jeez, people.
They had to wake up the poor cat.
God, what? I'd have been mad, too.
Restaurant in Alabama selling 24-karat gold chicken wings, Morty. According to a menu, one wing will run you about $20.
Okay. Why do I think it'll also run right through you? Jeez.
The gold wings combo deal, the 12 wings, fries, and a drink is $99. No. So you don't want to order just three. There you go, wing, and you go, hello? Okay, so.
Okay, so I've had gold-covered stuff before.
Yeah, okay.
It tastes exactly like how whatever it's supposed to taste like. It's just with that extra layer of gold leaf, whatever. And then it makes a mess.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
That's my point. And I never read anywhere where somebody said, hey, listen, eating a little bit of metal is good for you.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's not going to bother you.
Well, it's gold. It's gold. So.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
This is in Alabama, so you don't have to worry about it here. So.
Yeah. Listen, I think this is priceless. Guy on TikTok going viral because he got revenge against one of his coworkers. We've had food stolen here. Mm-hmm. Well, he was going to fix somebody who stole his food. He got a chorizo bowl and put ghost peppers in it.
Oh, no.
And he found out who it was right away because they stole the bowl, ate it, and he heard him in the office right next door just hacking and coughing. So I'll bet he doesn't steal his food again. Woo, that's a good one to remember right there.
A friend of mine who runs a restaurant, April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
I didn't know she was a jokester.
Oh, no.
Served up a coworker.
Uh-huh.
Like creme brulee.
Uh-huh.
But made it out of mayonnaise.
Oh, see. Oh, that's.
And did the whole burning on the top and everything.
Oh.
So he took a big scoop.
That's just gross.
April Fool's.
That is so gross. Oh, my God. That's awful.
Somebody else who worked there said, I don't eat anything she serves me
April Fool's Day.
Don't blame them. Yep. Don't blame them.
For years.
Oh, my gosh. And in Mobile, Alabama, I mean, I guess you could see how this could happen. A construction company, well, they accidentally demolished the wrong home.
Oops.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Jennifer came home and, hi. What in the heck happened to my house? It was her grandparents' house.
Oh, no.
And then her parents' house and then her house. And, she was really upset. Of course, she hired an attorney. Fine and well, Sue, and all that. But the house is gone. So,
I mean, imagine. Close your eyes. You come home, and there's a bunch of guys in hard hats just standing around looking, going,
what? Yeah.
Your house is just demolished.
Yeah. Oh, wait a second. Oh, this one over here? Oh.
Well, bring it on over.
Where are those plans? Hey,
what
Mom?
The hell? I had it backwards. I had it upside down.
Oh, my God. Well, all right.
Instead of a 9, that's a 6.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to take this one down now. If you want to stay over here, that's fine.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine.
Because we're construction workers in Mobile, so... Ain't no problems right here to anybody who is a construction worker. I apologize. It is Monday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
End of every show, a little bit of good news. Hopefully start that workday off on a little more positive note. Sponsored by Sky Diamond, your premier diamond destination. Now, this might be a sad story, but what she did is not. Mimi Reinhart was her name. She passed away just this past Friday at the age of 107 years old. Now, she was Oskar Schindler's secretary and the one who actually typed out what became known as Schindler's List. Together, they helped save hundreds of Jews in World War II by designating them as essential workers.
Wow.
So maybe more of a tribute today. 107 years old, she passed away. A hard life and a good life because of what she did.
Okay.
Yeah. Mimi
Reinhart. Don't misinterpret the applause. It's just that the life she led. I can't even imagine having that story about your grandmother going, that's the woman.
Did you see the movie? Well, let me tell you something.
I mean, oh my God.
Yeah, no way.
107?
107. Pretty amazing.
You know what? What a life.
Uh-huh.
What a story.
No kidding.
If you have a feel-good story happening in your life, we want to know about it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. All right, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portasubs.com. Wendy Rush in next. Buffett tickets, 12:40. And by the way, Morty, tonight, I don't even know when you're going to do it, but you'll have tickets for Joe Rogan, so make sure.
9 o'clock hour.
Cool.
Yep.
So listen for that. Otherwise, do have a great day. We're back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 5 a.m. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.